Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought I would talk a little bit about relationships and really deciding if you're ready to be in one, if the one that you are in is healthy for you, or if you just need time by yourself. You know, a lot of times in society, people are pushed into developing a relationship, not in the form of like an arranged marriage, but in the form of, I mean, you're not dating anybody. You're how old and you're not married? Well, don't you want kids? Are you gay? I mean, all those are subtle ways that people are judging other people for not having a relationship. And the truth of the matter is, not everybody wants to be in a relationship. And sometimes people just want to wait until they find the right person for their relationship. We need to kind of pull back. I think of it in terms of like when people see a woman who they don't know, but she's got a little bit of a belly and they go, oh, are you pregnant? And she's not. That's the same way I think people feel when someone asks them all those questions. In reality, it's not our business if the person wants to date or not want to date. You know, if you want to invite them to do something, they can bring a friend or they don't. You know, I think that we need to be more thoughtful when we attempt to spend time with the people we care about. It's only fair. And then on the other side of that, we have some people who are stuck in relationships. And I think that women tend to get stuck in relationships because A, they're scared to be alone. B, they don't know how to walk away. Or C, they don't know if they can do better, which is interesting to me. But when you look at some of the things people are saying, that's kind of what it comes down to. Because if you're dealing with someone who doesn't respect you and flat out mistreats you, he's not the one for you. If you are dating someone and he never takes you around his friends or to meet his parents, he's not the one for you. If you're dating someone who puts you down and tells you you're not worthy, definitely not the one for you. Do you see where I'm going with this thought process? I believe that love should be mutual. And I don't have any preference as far as the people that are involved, their color and all that kind of stuff. That doesn't matter to me. I believe people love who they love. And I think that the fact is, if everybody came from two people in the beginning, then we're all family. Now, sometimes, you know, you are attached to someone. It could be for a financial reason. You might have a car together, a home together, or they might owe you some money and you're hoping that you stay long enough, they'll pay you back. Newsflash. If they haven't paid you back, don't stay in a relationship hoping you're going to get the money back because you're just wasting your time. Whether you get the money or back or not, you know, what you're giving that person is worth more than money. You are giving them your time, your energy, and they don't deserve it. You know, sometimes you have to take the loss and move on so that you can actually live better. And that's kind of what we need to all do, is live better. And then we have some people who won't walk away or get divorced because they don't want to hear their friends say, oh, you got another one, it didn't work. Or their parents say, you didn't give it a try. Because when my day, you know, we actually stayed, the women stayed and stood behind their man. Well, you know, my thought for that one is that you don't want anyone in a relationship with someone who doesn't want them or respect them. And sometimes you just have to say, hold up. You know, that might have worked well for your generation, and that was your choice, but this is my life, and I'm making my choice. Don't allow someone to shame you into doing what they want you to do. You get one life. That's a gift, and it's a blessing for you. It's not a blessing for your best friend, or your mom, or your dad. It is specifically created for you, which means you have to take an active part, and you actually have to live your life. Very simple. Live your life. And then there are some people on the other side who are in a relationship just because they like to have someone around. Or they want someone to pick on, or they need eye candy, so if they go someplace, you know, they look good. That's not a relationship that's healthy. You know, no one wants to be a trophy wife or a trophy. Now, I'm not talking to what they call quote-unquote gold diggers, because I have no information on that. I'm talking about, you know, someone just wants you around because who you know, what you can do, what money you have, you know, that kind of thing. And that's not even something that reciprocal or symbiotic or healthy. And so my point is, you must be in healthy relationships in order for you to learn, grow, and progress. When you're not, it's like having a beautiful flower that gets put into some dirt and it never watered. The flower will die. You know, the flower will wither. It will frantically try to survive, but what it needs is not there. So it has no fertilizer. If you're in a relationship and the person doesn't value you, you have no love. It's not going to grow. Having a baby doesn't change that, because some people try that too. Doesn't work, and please don't do that one. But if you have a relationship that isn't working well and you want to keep it, you know, suggest counseling. Read some books together. Go see your pastor, you know. But it needs to be mutual. It's not something that the person who wants to save the relationship can do on their own, because it takes two people. Now, if you get someone who says they love you but they won't go to counseling, I would question that, because realistically, if I love somebody and I see there's a problem in a relationship, or even if I don't see there's a problem in a relationship, if they say there's one and I want the relationship to work, I'm going to make sure I get to that counseling meeting. So you need to just look at that and figure out if what you have in your life is true love or not. And don't keep giving unworthy people your time. You know, you can't spend 5, 7, 8, 10 years with someone who has no intention of loving you, marrying you, or starting a family because you're hoping. You can't swing on a rope and jump across logs and expect to, you know, not be sweaty when you get to the other end. You're just not going to be comfortable. So I want you to think about that. I know it was a lot of information and it was kind of quick, but we'll talk about relationships going forward in other segments. I hope that this information gives you something to think about as you're planning your next step, or as you're helping your sister or your brother determine if they want to be in a relationship, or if you're having a conversation with your mom. You know, don't settle for less than you are worth. And do not have a relationship with someone that you don't care about because you think they can give you something. You know, karma is real, and you don't want to have it hit you in the face. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a peaceful evening of rest. Find the love you crave, desire, and need so that you can grow healthier. All right? Have peace in your heart and walk in a wonderful way. Until we speak again, goodbye.